Welcome to all as we come to celebrate Matthias the Apostle on this prayer during the Easter Day season. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death. So who is Matthias, sometimes known as Saint Matthias? We only hear about him once in the New Testament, but he is the person chosen by the disciples to take Judas's role so that the 12 are complete again. This must have been a nerve-wracking time for Matthias, as we'll hear later on in the reading, because it was a choice of two. And perhaps we'll examine something about Matthias and what it means to be called a little bit later on. Psalm 15, a psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right, and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue, and do no evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbours, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honour those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Using verses between 15 and 26. In those days Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 people, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in this ministry. Let us then take another position of overseer." So one of the men who have accompanied us throughout the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. So they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us listen. Two brothers, sisters, let me serve you. So, Matthias, picked by the disciples, not just by a random lottery, but you saw there that they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart." And of course, we're left wondering who the other candidate was, Joseph called Barsabbas. Who was he, the one known as Justus? I wonder what it must be like when perhaps we've gone for job interviews or other voluntary organisations and not got the post. You don't hear much about that other person, but they're just as important as part of the story, for we are all called to one thing or another. For Matthias, what we know about him by legend is that eventually he Christianised Cappadocia, a mountainous area in central Turkey, later journeying to the region around the Caspian Sea, where he was believed to be martyred in Armenia. Legend always has it that Saint Helena, mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great, brought the relics of Matthias from Jerusalem to Rome. But what I like about Matthias' name is that actually its diminutive form is the same as the Hebrew as Matthew, Matiyahu. They both mean gift of God. So Matthias is a gift of God to the disciples, so that all the disciples could go out to preach the gospel, testament to the risen Lord. And this is what Peter was saying. It was so important for them that there was someone who may not have been of the original band, but the followers were all around witnessing Jesus' preaching and what Peter says, witness with us to his resurrection. That tantalising glimpse that perhaps on that Easter Sunday, somewhere in the background, Matthias has heard the women at the empty tomb, heard Clopas and all the others on the road to Emmaus. So that's quite fascinating. Perhaps the other story we might need to see is this. Do we see ourselves in Matthias in any way? Have we waited and hoped for so long for something to happen? What quiet acknowledgement do we seek to affirm faith's journey? How will we rejoice again when we come back into a full fellowship? Especially at this time with the coronavirus, we long to be back as a body in the body of the Christ in the church, where we greet each other with the peace, share the bread and the wine. Let us pray. Heavenly Lord, we give thanks for the people of God, we the Easter people, everyone who can listen to the proclamation of their risen Lord. Give strength to all those that proclaim the gospel far and near, on different mediums, verbally in the streets. We pray, Lord, for your creation that you gave us, that we meet the responsibility to care for it, that even though we are being damaged by this coronavirus, that we do not neglect our responsibility to care for the world around us. Much prayer must be given for our farmers and labourers, those that fish out at sea, for those that package and store and deliver, and for those that have to make hard decisions about how the land is to be farmed. We pray also, Lord, for the carers of those who are unwell, of not just this current disease, but of all diseases and illnesses. For the carers need to be cared themselves. We give thanks, Lord, that the nation responsibly and rightly applauds them on Thursday evenings, whether they're working in care homes or hospitals or other places where care is required. And so we pray, Lord, that those in despair and darkness may feel your hope and light within them, that they might meet you in the presence of others who tend to them, who call them, who provide for them. For those who are lonely, Lord, for those who are immobile in particular, let the Good Samaritans come forward. And for those in fear of death, that they may find your call, your faith through the resurrection. And for prisoners and captives, wherever they are, to wait upon the Lord. And for those who wait to the call, who witness and persevere in the Lord's name. And the prayer and the collect for St. Matthias. Almighty God, who in the place of Judas chose your faithful servant to be the number of the 12, preserve your church from false apostles, and by the ministry of faithful pastor, teachers, keep us steadfast in your truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the risen Christ give us his peace. Alleluia. Amen.